Amber, you gave the whole country a moment, I suppose, we'll never ever forget against Scotland a couple of years ago. I think you might have done the same just there again. Talk us through that goal.
Yeah, it was, to be honest, mad. Still a bit mad, to be honest. It's just, I don't think I've had a minute to breathe since I've come in. But we set out to win the game. And I think that the last 20 minutes when they came back to 2-2, that we, the changes we made, the way we were playing, we were still looking to win the game. That never changed. And in these types of games, it only takes one chance. And we were lucky enough at the end to get it. But still, like, that was a tight game today. And unbelievable side. Like, they kept going and they were on top of us the whole time at parts in the second half. And we had to ride the wave and we had to be very resilient and we had to dig deep. And we did. And thank God we got it. We got another one at the end, because I think if it had gone to 3-3, I think everybody would have just wondered what else do we need to do, you know.
What does Carla say to you when you're coming on? Because obviously Abby and Ciara played absolutely brilliantly in their moments on the pitch. So what is she saying to you in those minutes?
I think that it's very simple. It's to do exactly what the two girls did for 65, 70 minutes. I think that it doesn't matter who is starting and who is playing, that when they do a job as well as the two girls did, the ones that come on to replace them have to do equally as good, if not a better job, to make sure that we win the game. And I think when Carla put us on, like she said, that she said the aim is to win the game, and she said do whatever we need you to do to win the game. And if that had been defending a little bit deeper, if that had been holding the ball up, you know, whatever's needed for the team. And scoring a winner, I suppose, isn't a bad shout either.
Talk to the goal then, because obviously the ball comes across the box and you're there at the back post. Is that just striker instincts? Is that just you figuring out as the ball's coming across where it is to be?
I think we kind of looked at it during the week a wee bit about that when the ball went to one side of the goal, that they were in a way we could find gaps in their second post area. But I do think it is a wee bit of a striker's instinct that when the ball comes back across the goal, you get yourself in front of the goal at all times. And you know, like, it's the smallest of touch, like it's just to be in the right position. It could have been anybody, but I think if that ball had come back across and nobody had made that move and that ball goes out for a goal kick, you know, it'd be one of those moments you'd be thinking, you know, I should have been there. And you know, thankfully it wasn't the case today.
We saw the conditions. It's pretty poor, to put it mildly, I think. Yeah. We saw the moments at the end, maybe when it show you what it really, really means to yourself and the team and the fans. There was over 12,000 today, and let's be honest, terrible conditions. How important is that support?
Oh my God, the fans are unbelievable. We always talk about when we come into when we come into the Aviva and we're driving in, you can see all the fans on the way in. It was the same today on the drive through Cork. People in, you know, in the pub, you know, along the people working on the street, you know, people, construction people, in as soon as they see the bus, like the waving and like the frantic and giving it the fist and everything. And there's no words for it. It actually, I always get quite emotional on the way in, and it's, you know, it's not a softness about me. It's just that I know how lucky I am to be in the position I am, and I'm so immensely proud to wear that, like, to wear that jersey on my back is something I'm so, so grateful to be able to do. And you know, the support, we wouldn't be anywhere without the support. You know, 12,000 people in the worst type of weather Ireland could give you, and we made it one of the best days possible. And the fact that they were all there screaming our name right until the end, even coming in, there were still ones out front row getting absolutely drenched, but they didn't care. And I'm so proud and so grateful for the fans. We honestly wouldn't be where we are without them.
I think every single fan is so grateful that you're wearing the green jersey as well every time that you do. Just looking ahead to Tuesday, it's essentially a straight knockout between Ireland and France. You're going to be coming against a lot of people that you've obviously played in France so far this season. How much are you looking forward to that game, and what's kind of the strategy going to be going into that now?
Yeah, well, I think we knew that winning tonight just give us a final basically on Tuesday. We're not in any way underestimating the French in the slightest. Like, it's not that way at all, but we know now that we can go for it. We've nothing to lose. Like, I think initially when we came out of the group, it was don't finish fourth because you go through the more difficult playoff route, you know. And I think having that pressure come off us as well, the more we kind of got into the two results in the last camp were extremely important. Now tonight, look, we've nothing to lose. We've absolutely nothing to lose. And you know, you kind of reflect back to the first two games of the campaign, you know, if they'd have been a little bit differently, what kind of position we would have been in. But hindsight's a funny thing. Like, we're all ready to go for Tuesday. We'll throw everything at it, and regardless of the result, we'll either be going to the World Cup or we'll be preparing to make sure we do qualify for the World Cup. So I think we're in a very good position, and the best position we could be in.